Life as We Know It with Tom Walton.
Finally, a national poll that tells us what we've suspected all along. Columbus is more boring than Toledo. An outfit called Finance Buzz set out to determine America's most boring cities, collecting data in a variety of categories from the nation's 75 largest cities. With a nod to Bruce Springsteen, let's call it Bored in the USA. Finance Buzz graded all 75 for their population makeup, the culinary scene, outdoor activities, nightlife, community celebrations, and finally, an elusive category called simply Things to Do. Points were assigned in all the categories, and guess what? Columbus was judged to be America's 8th most boring city, slightly less boring than Oklahoma City at number 7, and slightly more boring than Tallahassee, Florida at number 9. Where does Toledo show up? Way down the list at number 29, tied with Dallas, which makes us far more exciting than our state capital, although we must give due props to the Ohio city that scored highest on the excitement scale, Cincinnati. Must be the chili. And what American city, you ask, finished atop the list of America's most boring? That would be Jacksonville, Florida, which has the distinction of being the nation's largest city in terms of area at 875 square miles, yet it's just 10th in population. Math has never been my strong suit, but that tells me that the people of Jacksonville are scattered over a vast area. Nightclubs and concert venues are deemed in short supply there. So evidently the people compiling the survey equate low population density to a low score in the things to do category. That will surely come as a shock to my granddaughter, who lives and works in Jacksonville. She loves it there. Alas, Jacksonville gets marked down because more than half of the city's restaurants are national chains. In other words, they've got a lot of McDonald's. At the other end of the scale, which city made Finance Buzz's list as America's most exciting? That would be Atlanta, where you can fry an egg on the sidewalk in August. Atlanta does indeed have a lot of things to do, provided you can do them indoors in an air-conditioned comfort. I'm suspicious of some of the poll's findings. Listed among America's most boring cities is San Antonio, Texas. I've been to San Antonio, and I found it exciting and fun and full of history, from its delightful river walk to the ghosts of Davy Crockett and Jim Bowie at the Alamo. But back to Toledo. We scored embarrassingly low for a culinary scene. Really? Give me a break. You want more irony? Toledo also receives low marks in the things to do category, yet we scored high for both our nightlife and our outdoor activities. What, nightclubs and outdoor activities don't count as things to do? Come on. But you know who I really feel sorry for? Lincoln, Nebraska, at the very bottom of the list for things to do. I'd say the Visitors and Conventions Bureau in Lincoln has its work cut out. Also consider the scores in the culinary category. At the top, not surprisingly, are Chicago at 18.9 points and New York City with 18.3. Way down at the bottom is Corpus Christi, Texas, with just 1 point. Clearly, we've got Tony Pacos and Corpus Christi doesn't.
Life as We Know It is written and hosted by Tom Walton and is a production of WGTE Public Media. Life as We Know It with Tom Walton can be heard on WGTE FM 91 every Monday afternoon during All Things Considered at 5:44 p.m. or hear past episodes at wgte.org/life.